Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer-founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 255, episode 2 of The Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness, and it is Tuesday, September 20th, 2022, one day after the Queen's funeral.
Yeah, we can finally take a break, huh? You know what that means.
Speak for yourself.
9/20. This is another stack day. National Care for Kids Day. National IT Professionals Day. National Voter Registration Day. National Fried Rice Day. National Pepperoni Pizza Day. National Punch Day. National String Cheese Day.
The dairy industry got at September 20th and really had its way with
string cheese.
Pizza
What's
and
punch?
String
Is that just
cheese.
For a punch, like for the juice beverage? Oh, yeah. Okay. It's not to actually punch somebody. Good to know. Good to know. Not about violence. It's about
punch.
Yes.
Just as a concept. Isn't that just like a juice beverage served in a big bowl?
Exactly. Exactly.
Is there spices involved? I'm actually not that familiar. But I do have a tight 15 on what's the deal with punch that I'll do for you guys now.
When are we going to have a bowl of kick? sorry, I'm not going to party too much kick last night. I think it's coming from the word. Of course, the Brits stole it from Hindi. The from the word panch, meaning five, and I guess the Brits made it with five ingredients. So
gin.
There it is. Gin, an old flour, a sugar cube, and a tea bag.
Yes. My name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. a disaster, my guy. That's what my kids keep calling me. So I'm just going to try and make it a nickname.
Told you, they don't need to watch the rehearsal so early.
And I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray!
I've been traveling on this road so long, trying to find my way to the throne. Now the old queen's dead and gone, dead and gone. And oh, I look like a royal guard and gnome. Oh God, I wrote the bloody date wrong. But the old queen's dead and gone, dead and gone. Okay, shout out to Christy Yamaguchi, man. You know, gotta round out those sovereign fucking, you know, AKAs.
to round it out.
You have an album, I feel like, at this point. And they've all been bangers. No skips.
Do you remember the UK rapper Lady Sovereign?
No.
From like the aughts? Oh, man, I remember her. I wonder what happened to her. That would have been I wonder what she's going through right now. Lady Sovereign. Yeah.
Well, Miles, we are thrilled to be joined in our third seat by a brilliant comedian, writer, actor, agent of chaos, who's written for, appeared on Comedy Central, ABC, his stand-up albums, The Blake Album, Stuffed Boy, and Live from the Pandemic, all debuted at number one on iTunes and Amazon. Oh. His album, 12 Years of Voicemails from Todd Glass to Blake Wexler, charted on Billboard. Please welcome the Chaotic. His ankles are a disaster. Blake Wexler!
This is Blake Wexler, a.k.a. Barbaric Walters, a.k.a. Bereave Croft, a.k.a. Anderson State Trooper, a.k.a. Die Ann Sawyer, a.k.a. Morley is Not Safer, a.k.a. Christian I Am Poor, a.k.a. Ed Badly. You give me 60 minutes, I'll give you the world of chaos. This is Blake Wexler, everybody. Thank you so much for having me.
Wow.
Yes.
Where are you reporting to us from? I feel like with that journalistic series of AKAs, I feel like you were going to be like, this is Blake Wexler coming
outside
to you live
Windsor
from
Castle,
the outside
right?
Windsor Castle, still dead. As far
in
as we
boot
can tell,
of a scion, yeah,
in the
no,
boot of the car carrying the queen's casket.
I can't
casket.
Be too loud. I snuck
I am in the casket with the queen. That's probably not an okay thing to say,
is
but
it
I ripped it.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's
also
fine.
I feel like the flag that they had over her coffin looked like a blacklight poster.
I didn't even see.
Oh, you didn't wake up at 4 a.m. and just observe? Just
fuck no.
Quiet, light a candle, keep all the other lights off in your house and just watch?
I did, but it was 7 a.m. my time. So that's the only reason why I was able to wake up to do it. But
there
yeah, 4 is asking a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they had a Maryland state flag on it.
It did. It does kind of look like a Maryland state.
I was like, all right, okay, go Terps.
There you go.
Go Terps. Turtles, brother.
Go Terps, man. Big Steve Francis fan.
Yeah.
He went to Blair.
They call him the Enterprise instead of the franchise because it's Britain. I'm sorry.
Right.
Who is that joke for?
I don't know.
It's for that group of very well educated Terps, Terrapin, and Houston Rockets fans. Is that where he went right after
Anglophile
Rockets,
Terps.
Right?
Oh, yeah, he went. Well, I think he was drafted by the Grizzlies. We're talking, of course, about a point guard. One of the great, most exciting athletes
verticals.
To ever enter the league. Just like incredible vertical. I think he was 6'1", but like he would jump over people's heads just to shoot a three.
Yeah.
It was a blast to watch in his early days, for sure. Stevie franchise, Steve Francis.
Great nickname.
Yeah.
Great basketball nickname.
But anyway, for the record, she did not have a Maryland state flag on her coffin, even though that's what I thought from afar.
Did we fact check that? Are we sure about that?
You know, I will do that. Actually, you know, I don't want to go out there taking big swings.
You're the Christian
like that.
I Am Poor of the bunch. Well, Blake, it's truly great to have you. As always, congratulations, by the way, you are a married man. Is that something that we talk about? Or
I can talk. Yeah, I'm a married man.
Does your manager like make you keep it secret because like a K-pop
take that
band?
Ring off.
It's one of those things where we don't like talking about my sex life because as an actor, it makes, you know, my fans confused where it's like if I play a single guy, I might not be casted in it because I'm just so associated with being a married man. I don't know. I think that's kind of always been my vibe is married man. Anyway, so there's really no shift. But thank you. Yeah, it's been, my fiance, who was my girlfriend before that, and a friend.
Oh, wow, what an evolution.
Wow.
Yeah, and then an acquaintance before that, and a classmate, I believe.
Your ex-classmate.
my former sweetheart from high school.
Yeah. I married a former stranger.
Yeah. Former stranger, current acquaintance, and wife. We got married in Philly in late July, and then we went to Portugal for our honeymoon, which was amazing. So I'm a big Porto fan now. That happened quickly.
Wow.
And it's what a time to be a fan. They're on fire right now. The franchise is burning to the ground. But yeah, no, it's been great. So yeah, we had amazing. We went to the Azores, which is one of the coolest places I've ever been in my entire life. I don't know if you guys ever been there or know anything about it, but that's a recommendation where it wasn't too expensive either. It's an island chain in the middle of the Atlantic. It's like basically Hawaii but it's just straight up in the middle.
Straight up.
Is it like Hawaii in the sense that no fucking tourists need to go there anymore?
I guess it's the opposite.
Delicate infrastructure.
Is Madeira one of the Azores?
It is like a comp, if you will. Yeah, it's I believe it's north.
A comp.
I live, but yeah, it's a good island comp. If we're doing island comps, there's Hawaii is the Pacific version, and if we're doing an Atlantic Ocean comp, Madeira, is in there. But no, it's and there's direct flights from the United States, from like Boston and Newark. So yeah, it was. I don't need to get into the economics of it. It was a beautiful romantic time.
Yeah, nice. And, talking about the place. You're like, you could leave from Newark if you wanted.
Yeah, listen,
I'm like, well, what about there? He's like, well, that's the thing I love about it. You could leave from Newark.
Newark, the most romantic airport.
What does it look like there?
Yeah.
There's like any recommendation to relate back to Newark in one way or another. So I do appreciate you doing that. All right. Before we get to getting to know you a little bit better, we're going to tell our listeners a couple of things we're talking about. Very spooky shit at a Trump Ohio rally over the weekend. It seems like he's going full blast, embracing the QAnon of it all. A lot of these like one finger salutes that I don't know. I think we're fucked. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about King Charles III, the new monarch of England, and why.
AKA Chuck III.
Chuck III.
From Public Enemy.
That's right. He's probably a big fan of that reference. And
oh, must be.
Yeah. He's, it's going to be entertaining to watch him hold down the throne because he's a disaster, my guy, in the truest sense of the word. So those are kind of the main things we're talking about. Plenty more. But first, Blake, we like to ask our guest, what is something from your search history?
Weather today. Sometimes I like to know what the weather is. And no, I actually looked up dry cleaning rights. Recently, like, what is my rights?
Whoa,
my bill of rights as someone seeking my cleaning to be dried. And we could have rearranged those words, but they like messed up a shirt of mine. And this was never an issue until I got old. Like, I don't really get dry cleaning unless I go to a wedding or whatever. And yeah, they lost a shirt and messed up another one. And they have like a big sign hanging up saying we are not responsible for anything that happens. But I think the burden of proof is like they have to give reasonable care to your laundry. But it's one of these things where I don't know who.
So what happened? What happened? What happened?
Well, it was a disaster, my guy.
You brought something to the dry cleaner, and then what happened? What garment is now fucked?
There was a lot of makeup, I believe. On my, what if this ended up me being clearly? I'm like, it having an affair. I'm like, there was a lot of makeup and lipstick
on my collar that they put on there.
I don't know. And scent of a strong perfume. no, but there was like actual, like just weird. I don't know if it was makeup or
just stains.
It's your neck makeup. It's okay. Yeah, do you wear neck makeup?
Cover your vampire bite.
Exactly. And it's aging at a rapid rate, a rate 10 times quicker than the rest of my body. So I do apply a very generous amount of makeup to my neck. There's a lot on it right now. But so there's tons of makeup or like other brown, like weird, or maybe it's hair dye or something. I don't know what it like. I was just picturing Giuliani's head leaking.
Oh, yeah.
Like
leaking
my shirt.
You're right, right, right.
And it's that pigment, you know, that pigment that you can get on a swatch when you're painting the walls of your house. Giuliani drip. And so, yeah, I don't know what to do. I don't like confrontations. So I'm trying to figure out, do I go in with a plan with my bill of rights?
Sue them. Yeah,
right.
I might sue them. Yeah, I might bring Indochino into it and as a class action suit. But
there you go.
Yeah, that's the type of suit, by the way, that I was wearing. It's a class action.
All right.
Don't all write me. I'm a guest.
Well, you know, I didn't know how else to pivot off of that joke. I was mildly impressed with.
Hey, Blake, what's something you think is overrated?
I want to go back to how I'm being treated. I think overrated, stopping for food, like on a road trip, where I know a lot of people You know, it's part of the journey. They like to bake in, oh, we'll stop in a
Arby's.
Like a beautiful Arby's. Mm-hmm. Or right. Like a diner.
See some local color. Like, what are the Arby's like around here?
Yeah. There is a range of from Arby's to Arby's, of course. I've tried to do it and I can't enjoy it. Like, stop at like a cool roadside, like diner or whatever. And it's just never worth it. I'm just too stressed. I'd rather just go to the destination that I'm trying to get
so for you, it's overrated because you're like, I prioritize just getting the fuck out of this car at my destination.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's still hanging over your head the rest of the trip. And you're going to a place for a reason, probably because it's cool. So why not spend more time in the cool place that you're trying to get to than roll the dice at a place that's near a highway, you know?
I'm like that too. I will not stop the car to eat. I will slow it down to go through a drive-thru. Like sitting down, I get the same thing. I mean, like, I'm like, I don't like driving long distances, mm-hmm. so I want this to be fucking done with.
Yes.
The one time I remember being like on a group trip and we stopped at the place like right outside where James Dean died. And it was like, oh, we should eat here. And I was like, I don't give a fuck about James Dean. Can we get to Oakland, please?
There's the big wooden cutout.
He had a tree or something.
It's like a town, a small town has sprung up where he died to be like, this is where James Dean died. Like,
The James Dean economy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just driving too fast. And he's like right in the middle of the desert. It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. In that place, I was actively being like, shh. Like, I was just like, how's the food? I'm like, I don't know, man. That's fine. Like, can we get the fuck out of here? Like, because I was just like, I don't give a fuck about James Dean. Can we get the fuck out the car?
Definitely like had a impressive array of jerkies at the James Dean death.
The Jack Ranch Cafe or something it's called.
Yeah. Anyways, I look forward to it because it's like one of the few times that I permit myself to have like fast food, you know? When I see a Taco Bell like off to the side, I don't know, there's something exciting about it for me. And then I have to stop every 15 minutes afterwards to shit, so it's really inefficient.
SHIT
Okay, let's call it. What's
SHIT-ALOVERTATPLACE?
What's something you think is underrated?
Underrated gravel bikes, which is a type of bike.
The
in between bike. It's like more comfortable because I was shopping for a bicycle and I was trying to decide. I've been like cycling a lot more. And I wanted to up my bike game. So I was looking at these really expensive bikes and I'm like, I don't really know if I can spend this type because bikes are really expensive if I can spend this money on it. And basically what I was told is that for what I do, like what 50 to 60, 70 miles a week or whatever, like it's good
Damn,
to have
son.
A... Yeah, that's right.
Where are you going? Did you give up your car?
What
are you
and all gravel.
No.
Who are you trying to impress?
I drive it around on my car. I got a bike rack for my car and I put it on my car and I drive it around 50 to 70 miles.
Gotcha.
So you keep the odometer on so that like it just assumes that you're riding that fast. Right. Yeah, exactly. That's fine.
This bike, this bike thinks I'm so cool.
I put on the Apple Watch. And so basically what I learned is that a gravel bike, especially now because streets are just such
awful
shit. And streets are gravel, you know, big holes in them. And essentially it has a slightly larger tire and it's a hybrid. So you can still go fast on the road if you want to, like, you know, if that's something you're into. But also when you go to these bumpy, more hazardous terrain things, you know, like you are still comfortable, like you're not going to be shaken out of your mind. So,
yeah,
if you're looking for a bike and you're not trying to like enter a major race, I really, really enjoyed it. Gravel bike.
It's a road bike. You don't have to trip about if you start seeing dirt in front of you, and it's a mountain bike that won't feel super fucking slow just on asphalt.
Yeah, cool. Perfectly put. Yeah. Yeah.
There you
exactly.
go.
Exactly.
And look, shout out all the bike Zeit gang, because I got a bike recently, but I got an electric bike just to kind of like zip around like where I live so I don't have to use my car. I was also looking at that thing, I'm like, God damn, these bikes are so much fucking money. But then at the end of the day, you're like, if I'm going to put a lot of time on it, then like you can kind of begin to rationalize like why a quality bike is that.
But yeah,
yeah, I'm not, I don't, it'll be a long time since I buy a bike that is thousands of dollars.
Is there any way just everything is expensive right now? Like I feel like everyone I talk to who's like in the market for something, like my car lease is coming up, and I like went and met with a Volvo dealer, and they were like, yeah, so you're looking at like, it'll be like at least two times what you used to pay for your current car for the past 3 years. Like at least two times. They're like, yeah, it's the way the market is right now.
Is it?
Well, cars are right now, especially because of the tech supply chain stuff. That's definitely taking a hit.
Are we trusting that? I feel like we just gave everybody the license. We were just like inflation, and then everyone was like dope and raised their prices like three times the. Yeah.
I still go by the same thing where I'm like, if it's too much, I'm like, no, I ain't doing that.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'm good.
I went to this one place where they were showing me a bike. It was $6,000.
Oh my God.
In my vanity, I'm like, maybe these big legs of mine deserve a 6,000,
right,
which is not even, it would financially ruin me if I bought a $6,000.
Was the salesman like, legs like those? Nah, you're going to need one of these $6,000 guys.
And I started blushing and I lost my ability to see. And that's how you get me. And they had like electric, like the brakes were, the shifters were electric. So you don't have to press the shifter too hard. It's still a bike that you pedal
too much, but like, of a luxury,
which is great. It's a crazy luxury. And I went to this place called ATX Bikes in Austin, and they like found me a bike. He's like, you don't need any of this shit, like just get this bike. And I did, and it's been great.
Just get this bike, asshole.
Get this bike, take those plumpers coming out of your pelvis and put them on this bike. And I was like, that's the most disgusting way to speak I've ever heard. But
oh man,
Los Siento.
They're delicious.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk about the return of Q.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month. Taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit visible.com.
And we're back. And yeah, I'm still reeling from plumpers.
Yeah.
We're going to just push through.
What's a plumper, you guys have to bleep it out. It's like not technically a curse word, but it
it's just so it's distracting. Like just
more upsetting than anything.
Yeah. It's like, it's like, who says that? It's like, I'm going to text Jack like 3 hours after this recording. Like, who the fuck just says shit like that?
Just says plumpers, dude.
What the fuck?
Anyways, let's talk about something less upsetting, which is the. America dissolving into a weird like death cult.
Oh my god.
QAnon.
The Third Reich, and Reich has a Q on the end of it, is upon us, y'all.
I did not know what you were going for there, but Third Reich, I can read it now. Yeah.
Yes. Not the Third R-E-I-Q. Oh.
Yeah.
Like, is this a collab between REI?
Yeah. Is this a co-op?
Yeah, it's a cult co-op. But
the Third Reich, you know, baby.
He's slowly been embracing the QAnon conspiracy theory like since 2020. Like it was clear, like as the election was coming around, he started kind of being a little more like winking a little bit at them. You know, this is again for those of you who maybe know like that QAnon is a conspiracy theory, but don't know exactly what they mean by it. It means that the storm is coming, aka Trump becomes God Emperor, their words, and will hold like military tribunals to punish pedophile demon Democrats like Biden, Obama, Hillary, you get the point. Susan Rice.
The Daily Zeitgeist.
Oh, God. Yeah. Can we make that list of other war criminals? Who knows? But he's gone from sort of like first when people asked about QAnon and people in his campaign kind of being like, what was that? Like truly not knowing what the fuck it was to now full blown like fusion. Like the two are fusing together now. And things begin to really ramp up since the Mar-a-Lago raid. And just like this summer, like his legal jeopardy became a little more vivid, and he saw the group as, you know, dedicated people enough to really become a problem in physical space. And obviously, if they're properly incited, which he is looking to do. And he started reposting just sort of memes that espouse like Q talking points, and then him like images with him wearing a Q pin to like full blown videos with all this ominous shit playing like this, like really heavy music underneath, which we'll get to in a second. But he went to this rally in Ohio on Saturday to, you know, presumably to help J.D. Vance, you know, run. But the most of the time he's just talking shit about J.D. Vance, about how he's kissing his ass now and like all this other nonsense. But
J.D. Vance, the hillbilly elegy guy who was like a never Trumper Republican, like one of the good guy Republicans on MSNBC and CNN and shit for the first half of the Trump presidency, and then made a turn once it became effective electorally for him to be a Trumper. And now he's big Trump boy.
Yeah. And the rally itself, just sonically, I mean, this is the rally where I'm sure you saw the headlines where all these people were doing like a half cocked Heil Hitler, but like we're number one, like arm pose while Trump was speaking. Very awesome vibes.
Silently holding up a finger in the air towards him. It is really eerie looking shit. Like, it is really dark times.
As someone who goes on stage for a living, if my audience started doing that while I was on stage, I'm like, I should probably change what I'm doing. You know what I mean? Like, that is such a disconcerting, any gesture in that way, especially one that's reminiscent of a Nazi salute, is just the most horrifying thing that you can, in silence too, is almost worse than...
It's even hard to watch like Notre Dame when they win a game and they do the alma mater at the end, and they like they all hold their fingers up and you're like, someone who went to a school that did that, I was like, okay. But the rally fucking kicked off before Trump came out. This is the they were like trying to make this the weirdest fucking rally of them all. I'm going to play some of you. I'm not going to say what this music is. I'm just going to let you hear it because some of you may know this song well enough that it will freak you out. But this is the music that played before Donald Trump comes out at the rally.
What the fuck?
Blake, you know that song?
I believe that was before he switched to a Limp Bizkit song. That was the Undertaker's walk-up song.
It's the fucking
right?
Undertaker's WWE theme.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's the fucking
makes it way less eerie, but still, like,
it's just weird though too, yeah, because you're just weird. Like, because I think it's for someone who doesn't know music at all, so right. The most you'll do is like, dude, oh, the Undertaker theme, that's fucking creepy. Like, you don't know like Carl Orff or like other maybe classical composers, he might have given you a freaky demon vibe. But anyway, he comes out. He starts doing the usual shit. He's saying, you know, immigrants are monsters. Drug dealers should be like summarily executed. I finished the border wall for real. And then he got to the last part of his speech. And this time he was like, the rest of the speech was what he did like in 2016 and like at his inauguration, where he's like, America's like, the streets are filled with blood and like, it's all fucking creepy. Get out. And he's playing a very dramatic piece of music. So this is Trump giving his speech about how dark and twisted America is with a score that comes in. And I'll just let you listen to how fucking weird this whole shit sounds.
But now we are a nation in decline.
Wow.
We are a failing nation. We are a nation that has the highest inflation in 50 years, and where the stock market finished the worst first half of the year since 1872.
I remember that. He goes on, dude. This speech went on and on. Here's another part. It just keeps going.
With this music is not being added.
We are a nation that no longer has a free press.
How about this one?
They're keeps playing them off.
We will not bend. We will not break. We will not yield. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never, ever, ever, ever back down.
As anyway, while this is happening,
if there was another ever in there, but
yeah, like exactly. Four evers. Come on, five ever. Girls, five ever. The whole crowd. You saw people just doing this, putting up one hand with their index finger out while he was speaking. Everyone's like, all the like journalists that were there, like, there's some weird shit going on in here right now. Like, people are like suddenly putting their fingers in the air. And a lot of people, like people who are pretty up on QAnon shit, they started looking at how a lot of the Q influencers started talking. And a lot of them started pointing, they're like, oh my God, this is that track WWG1, WGA, like where we go one, we go all, which is their mantra as a fucking conspiracy theory. And this is like this track that's really well known for Q people. And they're like, oh my God, he's playing the fucking theme music like while he's giving this speech. And the guy, the main, like that one Q influencer who's behind our favorite JFK will return conspiracy theory, where he saw Michael Jackson on
JFK
drums.
JFK Jr. will return.
Yes.
Michael Jackson on drums.
At that Rolling Stones concert.
At the Rolling Stones concert.
Rolling Stones are also actually dead. You know, he was there and he was at the rally and he said, quote, during the song, we had a powerful moment where our group held up one finger, a call for unity, acknowledgement of our one God, where we go one, we go all, and more. It was magical and completely unplanned as many of in the crowd joined us in the gesture, a gesture to say this to this beautiful man, we're with you. His people are saying, we didn't play that track. It's actually another track called Mirrors. But some like musicologists and like other people like side by side played the tracks and they're the identical song.
Right.
So they're kind of using that like wiggle room, like, well, it's not that one. But if you listen to it, you're like, that's the same fucking it like quite literally is the same track, just with a different name.
It was a song that was called Mirrors that like QAnon took and put on like a QAnon mixtape.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh,
and
my God.
And renamed it to be just, you know, they have no use for truth or like what, you know, so they were just like, yeah, this is actually our song that we wrote, put it on a mixtape. And it is now known as Where We Go One, We Go All among everybody who believes in Q. And obviously that is the intended effect of this Trump playing it. I mean, playing any music over the end of a speech is very strange.
Unless it's quite literally the last sentence of it, and it's like, like you're trying to go out on something, maybe. But like to be like, I'm going to make a movie happen right now is.
Right.
But you know what? Has the intended effect clearly, because now many people are like buzzing about this, like sort of open faced embrace of this conspiracy theory and what it all means. And it couldn't happen at a fucking worse time. Like in the last 2 weeks, we've seen all kinds of Q related violence from people who are huge believers in the conspiracy theory, where, you know, from murder to making threats with firearms.
What was the, somebody like killed their family or something because of Q beliefs?
Yeah. Like that was sort of the end point with their just obsession with the conspiracy theory.
Yeah. It was really scary. It's, I mean, he's fantasized on multiple occasions about having Nazi-like generals and supporters who, you know, give him the attention that Hitler commanded when he would speak. So like this just seems like it plays directly into the path that he's always wanted to be on. Like I saw a headline somewhere over the weekend that was saying something to the effect of a second Trump administration would be more of the same, but worse. And I really think we're failing to understand, like he has given up on any idea that like he's going to be anything but a military dictator. If he wins office again, it's going to be straight up behaving like a dictator from the very start. It's not going to look like his first term, nor is it going to look like any other term in the history of U.S. presidencies if he's actually elected.
The first president was the one, his first administration was one where he'd be like, oh, I can't do that. Why?
Right. Yeah.
And the second time he's going to be like, I know why. And let me just push right through that. Cause that's, you know, the first time I fucked up by not just completely burning it down.
Gravel bikes. Those are cool, right?
Yeah, they will be, pretty good for the apocalypse, too.
Yeah, really good. The roads are...
You may just want to go to straight mountain buildings, though. That may be wishful thinking if you'd only need a gravel bike in the coming apocalypse. But yeah, just more desperation from Trump. And I think as everything gets more vivid for him in terms of what his like legal liability is, it's only going to get more and more bizarre and fucking creepy and Undertaker shit. Because it clearly resonates. Like, I mean, these people are really, they're like, holy shit. Like, he knows.
I mean, the hope is that this is a bridge too far for most people. And that, like, because of his unique brand of pathological, like, almost debilitating narcissism, actual death cult, and, you know, all these things coming together will lead people to be like, okay, you have convinced 25% of the country that like this is the way forward. Unfortunately, that is not enough to win the presidency. On the other hand, they have a massive propaganda like engine that is going to be fully churning out misinformation from now until the day that he runs for president, which is happening. Ron DeSantis, I feel like people are almost hoping at this point that he's going to come through. But Ron DeSantis, first of all, is also horrifying, but also I don't think is going to be able to beat Trump in a Republican primary.
That popularity contest is going to be, I mean, who knows? If they really think they want to step to him and see if they can and what ends up happening there. But
yeah,
either way, I mean, like take your pick. They're all pretty much trying to go full speed into the same sort of nightmare scenario where it's like, man, fucking people that matter even fucking less, just so you know.
Yeah. And maybe it'll get worse before it comes to an election, because like you said, there's like what they believe at their core is that you know, this is a war that they're involved in, and a ton of just wild shit about everybody who's not a Q believer.
Basically. Yeah, or even not Christian. I mean, the same way Lauren Boebert is out here saying stuff like, oh, the Christians need to know, like, we have a mission. We're on a mission from God and not in the Blues Brothers way. Like, they are trying to fucking believe that they are supposed to inherit this country and lead it into this, you know, theocracy. So, you know.
Dark times.
Keep your eye out. Keep your eye out. Oh, one other thing, that guy who wrote that album, the QAnon mixtape, it was called Silver Cloud 5, which I'm sure probably has to do with like chemtrails or some weird shit.
Sure.
But there are two tracks on there that were the names of some of these tracks. One was called Q Send Me.
Q
send me Darling, you cute. Darling, you cute. Okay. And the other, there was another one called Antifa Assholes.
There you go.
So, all right. Anyway, don't buy them. Don't give this person any money, though.
No.
Pirate that shit if you want to hear it.
I mean, those Spotify residuals are so much money that we don't want to fund them with their 0.02 cents. But yeah, I do wonder, too. It's almost like sad fanboy shit where them saying, the Q people saying like, oh my God, Trump knows. He knows. He doesn't know who you are. He's susceptible to flattery. And right. His handlers and his campaign know how to capitalize off the Q movement.
Yeah.
Trump himself sees people in Trump jerseys. You know, like he's like, oh, they like me. They like what I'm doing, but doesn't really understand, I would imagine, more than that. But it's his machine that knows how to.
Yeah. And yeah. We've talked about just how all the time, like the policy is like when they need more voter like energy, you just turn the heat up hotter on the grossest takes you got. Mm-hmm. And just distill, just cook that down into the grossest fucking people. Where now it's like, I got to energize the xenophobes, the fucking homophobes, the people who like forced birth, conspiracy theorists. And then I'm like, I don't even know what the rungs lower than that are going to be, like Nazi flat earthers or whatever. Like, it's just going to be, you know, to continue to try and eke out more support from these people while completely ignoring like what, you know, most people here trying.
Well, I'll tell you who he's not going to get. The gravel bike users, okay? Exactly. As a group, we're not going to hop on that fucking
filthy man.
Train.
I don't know. I've seen those outdoor biking trails communities. I feel like I've seen some cube
mixed bag,
bandanas.
Mixed bag.
Some damn cube it. Bandanas mixed in there.
What am I promoting?
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we will talk. We will laugh and point at another country. Finally.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
And we're back. And And so the Queen's funeral obviously happened over the past like two
Seven
weeks.
Years.
Yeah, just ongoing. The amount, the outpouring in the street was, I think, surprising to a lot of people, just how many people were willing to wait to watch the coffin go by. And just to get a glimpse, throw flowers in the general direction. And so one piece of context that I had somewhat missed amid the massive propaganda push is that they believe they are in trouble. The royal family as an institution, for literal decades, they've been like, what are we going to do when she dies? Her son is like a walking piece of anti-monarchy propaganda.
He's a walking piece of S-H-I-T.
Yeah, S-H-I-T. You can't spell the whole word. But the clip of him almost dissolving into tears over a fountain pen leaking and then saying, I can't bear this bloody thing, what they do every stinking time. referring to pens, I guess.
Yeah.
I've never related to someone more in my entire life than I did to him in that moment. There's just certain products that suck. You know, like, what do you, like, switch to a feather?
What they do every stinking time. I can't bear this bloody thing is so dramatic.
Till you get to real decision making, my man.
Yeah, exactly. This was the things we see in this 20-second clip. I think it's an instant classic, and it's kind of on the level of "Fuck It, We'll Do It Live," the Bill O'Reilly, where he gets really frustrated, but it's like not clear, but like he's just venting about something that he's fucking up.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, we open the clip with him saying, "What is it, September 11th?" And his wife saying, 2 days off, my guy. It's actually the 13th. Also, you signed the 12th earlier, dumb. And your whole job is just to like sit there and sign official documents. That's your whole job.
Mm-hmm.
And you immediately like got just the pen exploded on your hand. He like storms off in a huff, saying he can't bear the bloody thing. And then I guess she has to like
stinking times.
Free stinking times.
Say
they
fucking,
do.
Bro. You're the king. Say every fucking time.
So there was this review in the New Yorker, which I read because I'm very cultured, about, it was a book. They were reviewing a book by a royalist. So somebody who like is really into the institution, and it is just exhibits A through Z of why the monarchy is bad for society and for like the modern world, but especially for the development of this human being in particular. But I think for the purposes of like entertainment and a like documentary satire of privilege and inequality and conservative values, he is going to be like a Truman Show-esque creation that has just been like perfectly marinated to undermine everything about this institution. So the book starts out with this author dealing with the fact that everybody in England is like, Charles should just bypass it and give it to his son because his son is charming and Charles is, we don't like him. We really don't like Charles. And this writer's whole point is like, that would be democracy. And that is the exact opposite of what they claim to stand for. Like when you think about it, like their whole thing is that like the opposite of democracy. And so if they did that because the son is more likable, that completely subverts the whole thing. But because he's so unlikable and such a disaster that he like can't sign a paper without having a temper
becoming
tantrum,
a meme. Yeah.
I think they're going to like shotgun wedding him onto the throne. Like Queen Elizabeth, there was an 18-month mourning period before she took the royal whatevers, but he's gonna, I think they're planning to just really shotgun him, wedding him onto the throne as quickly as possible.
Wait, for what purpose?
So that people don't get any ideas, basically.
Oh, because in that vacuum, like in between, yeah. people be like, well, what if? And they're like, no, motherfucker, he's a king. He's a king.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. Because I've seen the thing about like a few takes of like, he should abdicate because this dude has wasted the prime years of his life waiting for his mom to die. And then we're just like, it's going to be a gerontocracy where it's just these older people are like in power while they're people who have like ideas that are relevant to most of the people yeah. that are alive on Earth that might be able to kind of have a different take. But okay.
Like the low point of popularity of the monarchy was Diana's death. And so again, like they kind of skip over it in the review of this book, but like, that was squarely because they had made the monarchy a Diana versus Charles thing. And like, people just don't like this guy.
So
I just want to read some of these quotes from like a summary of a book that is supposedly pro Charles and pro the monarchy. Quote, he is a preening snob, keenly sensitive to violations of protocol, intolerant of opinions contrary to his own, and horribly misled about the extent of his own talents.
Woo!
And then this is a parenthetical aside. An amateur watercolorist, he once offered Lucian Freud, known as one of the foremost 20th century English portraitists, one of his paintings, one of Charles's paintings, in exchange for one of Freud's.
Oh, shit.
He was like, yeah, what do you think? We're basically same level.
I mean, dude, why don't you trade me for that one, the one that they say is like your masterpiece, like, because this is like mine too, so right. Oh, what is it? It's a sun and a cloud against a white sky,
and those lines, yeah, those are the sunbeams.
Oh, and then lines, yeah, those are stink lines coming off from that hobo on the ground,
right?
Like, what?
There's no meaner phrase than an amateur watercolorist. Like, that's the meanest thing I've ever heard someone say about right. another person. It's terrible. Right.
That's what you say in preschool when you do watercolor for the first time. Like, and my amateur watercolorist. Yeah. I said watercolor, like I'm from New Jersey.
Watercolor. Hey, you're hanging with two Philly guys over here. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, let me get some water ice. Hey, let's go down and get some water ice.
Watercolors. Then you freeze it and it becomes water ice. he reportedly travels with a white leather toilet seat and...
what?
Not
what?
Uses. Travels with.
Travels with.
Just like on his arm, like a fucking bag strap.
Around his neck.
I'm sure he doesn't have to touch that shit, but he probably has somebody who is fully... like employed just to be the keeper of the royal white leather toilet seat so that he never has to touch a toilet seat touched by any other ass in the history of his life. This book, again, that is a royalist portrait of Prince Charles, details his outrage on the rare occasions when he has to fly first class rather than in a private jet. And she writes about it as like the prince's paradoxes, but it's
paradoxes. Oh my, bending up, but while meanwhile being like, he's a preening snob with paper thin skin, this asshole. But these paradoxes are numerous.
Right?
Yeah, truly. What is a white leather? I remember back in like the 80s, there used to be those white cushiony plastic toilet seats. You remember those?
Oh yeah.
They were
I feel like those were always at the homes of people who were in their 70s and
80s. Yes. My grandparents had one. I hated it. I was like, this shit feels like a shitty beach ball. Like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking of like how even then I was like, I'd rather sit on a normal hard toilet seat.
Right.
I'm good with that. We did fine with that. I don't need cushions or leather bound shit. I can't imagine what the like really is that in his mind. It's like, it has to be this.
Yeah.
Cushiony and white leather.
He takes himself so seriously. Like that's what he like deeply, fully, thoroughly believes that he is like a misunderstood
genius
thought leader. And like that's the least that people could do is allow him to always fly private and never have to have his ass touch where another ass
plastic
touched.
Do you think what if he's just like I can't interact with plastic,
right? Yeah. Well, I bet he does, because he's also like one of those he's always talking about
into woo-woo stuff too.
Yeah, like, woo-woo stuff, like yeah. he's like stuff that is true, like about integrative medicine and stuff like that, he refers to himself as a, quote, healer, and would probably operate on you if you let him, because like that's what the sort of shit that he believes. So this is, again, reading direct quotes from this review. Sent thousands of letters to government ministers known as the Black Spider Memos for the urgent scrawl of his handwriting on matters ranging from school meals and alternative medicine to the brand of helicopters used by British soldiers in Iraq and the plight of the Patagonian toothfish. He's given countless speeches to British businessmen on their poor business practices, to educators on the folly of omitting Shakespeare from the national curriculum, to architects on the horridness of the tall modern building, and so on. So he just gets in there and speaks to experts about like how what they do sucks.
Yeah. Please come on this podcast.
I'm looking at a Patagonian toothfish right now, and its plight is that it is a ugly sucker. That's a plight. That thing is ugly as hell. By the way, I was looking up. I was trying to figure out where I had heard the phrase, I can't bear this bloody thing, what they do every stinking time. And I think I've yelled that in my car while trying to park at a Trader Joe's. I think every single time I go to a Trader Joe's, I've yelled that in my car. Like, why don't they have more parking?
Yeah.
Bear this bloody thing.
I can't bear this bloody thing. They do.
I have come to realize, he told an audience in 2002, that my entire life has been so far motivated by a desire to heal. To heal the dismembered landscape and the poisoned soul, the cruelty-shattered townscape, where harmony has been replaced by cacophony. To heal the divisions between intuitive and rational thought, between mind and body and soul, so that the temple of our humanity can once again be lit by a sacred flame. And everyone's like, boo, fuck you. Like 50% of people, like, so we saw how people in England treated the throne when, you know, the queen died. They all were out in the streets yesterday just watching a car drive by with her body and just overcome with grief. Like 50% don't even want this motherfucker to like be the king. They're like, nah, like we love the monarchy, but like not when it comes to you. They're like ready to
anyone but him.
Anyone else? Like the British police have reacted to criticism by arresting people when someone said like who elected him. So it might not all be like funny. It's probably going to be the society coming together to fend off any criticisms of this dipshit like as much as possible.
Yeah, when those people were getting arrested, I think a lot of those laws were born out of like hate speech.
Right.
So what happened, it's like a lot of, like we talk about this all the time in the US with like free speech and things, like what the slippery slope is when you begin to like actually say like, oh yeah, you can get arrested for that. Because on the other side of that coin, you can be someone with a blank sign outside of Buckingham Palace and they'll arrest you because like they arrested a guy, they said, because he may have written something offensive on it.
Right.
And yeah, it's a man, just seeing so many things happen at once is I don't know. I'm just glad we have our perfect system here.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah. Do you think it's also like, do you think he's just so like monarch brained? Like, because you hear about how like, you know, like me growing up, it's like saying like, and your grandpa used to have a barbecue restaurant. And then his daddy also used to smoke meats in the South. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I kind of have an idea. I'm like, that's why I like to cook. I like barbecue and shit like that. But like, they're coming in with like, for centuries, boy, your blood has ruled the land. And like, you turn into this fucking guy who's like telling like, hey, scientists, this is what you need to do about cold fusion. Hey, helicopter pilots, have you tried these micro machines? They look pretty cool in the commercials. What else? What other fucking ideas have I got? Because I'm a healer, because this is a divine right I have.
Right. Yeah, he truly probably thinks he like is half God, which is appropriate for America. We got the same thing going on.
I mean, fucking heal your fucking fingers first, bro, and then we can talk.
He also just like in the context of his critiques of modern architecture, they gave him like a town. They were like, hey, why don't you build a town that you can like I'm sorry. Run?
Hey, so, why don't you build a town?
Yeah.
Charles, sweetheart, go over there and build a town.
Yeah.
Okay, mommy.
It's called Poundbury. And it is basically a feudal Disneyland. Town. He was adamant that it not be another soulless housing estate but everyone's like, it's weird. Like he has like these curvy streets, but the curves in the road like aren't for anything other than just him doodling, I guess.
Curve for curve's sake.
Oh, like the way the roads are looked is because it's like having a big piece of blank paper in front of a kid. Like, and the road just, to town's like with. This.
Yeah, exactly.
Boston's like that. It's not on a grid system. It's just random roads.
Right.
You can look it up.
Just vibes. Just king vibes.
Mm-hmm. King major vibes. Poundbury vibes.
But then, you know, in addition to thinking that he like deserves this, his perspective is so limited that like the grandest buildings in this town are not schools or libraries, but luxury apartment complexes, because that's like all that he has ever experienced. There are strict rules about altering homes, so much so that a few years ago, homes were being inspected with cameras to make sure no one was altering them without approval. Solar panels aren't allowed. If they're visible, because fuck the environment. He wants it to look like an old timey thing. One woman even claimed she was evicted because she had too many plants outside her house.
Fuck.
That's so scary. People live there. Like in my mind, it was just kind of an empty plot of land that nobody was using. But the fact that there were actual citizens.
Yeah.
In his weird town.
And the people who live there are like, yeah, I mean, you'd think these would be good buildings because they have like, do you know how much money like the royal family has? $460 million liquid. But I think they own, like when you look at all their holdings and all like the value of all the different things that they own, it's like $77 billion that he just inherited. And these buildings that he built, they leak. Like they don't, like they're just, it's like if you gave a kid with no training, nothing works. The whole thing is just complete disaster. There's a monument in the big central hub of the town. It's called Queen Mother Square, statue of his grandma. And it's just generally a tribute to British imperialism. Streets are named after battles fought in Iraq and India.
No.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yikes.
Chuck.
Yeah.
Chuck, baby. Chucky, baby.
Poundbury.
Mm-mm.
He was going to call it Pound Town. I don't know why I'm still here.
It is funny that it's Poundbury.
It's not Pound Town?
Pound Town is the American equivalent.
Should have gone there. Yeah. I'm sure for all the people who, I mean, how many people live there? They're like, oh yeah, that battle in India?
Yeah.
Oh, I heard about that because I'm from there.
Very few miles, because in 2004, workers in the town couldn't recall a single black or Asian resident of Poundbury. It's just a white supremacist. Yeah, this is all just, I mean, the conservative values in the end all come down to white supremacy. It's just open white supremacist values in our mainstream media. And, you know, you listen to like NPR this morning and all they're talking about is the fucking Queen's funeral and like closing things down and like being like, was there any security? And they were like, haha, yeah, I mean, it's an absolute police state over here. It's like worse than the 2012 Olympics. Ha 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 ha. But it's just open white supremacy and everyone's just cool with it, I guess, and is just like, all right, moving on.
Well, yeah, it's that weird thing where it's like people think they're like, no, what? It's his history. It's history. That's
right.
I'm still getting used to it. I just thought it was like a thing from a book rather than something that meant untold amounts of suffering for people.
And like, he's almost definitely the one who was asking about the complexion of Harry and Meghan's baby. Like, there's been a book that came out that was like, yeah, no, it was him. Like, we have behind the scenes reports. It's off the record. But so he's, you know, probably openly racist behind closed doors and just all around.
Oh, sure, right. I mean, look, he already thinks he's fucking a quarter God. So
right.
Can't imagine you ever check yourself about what the shit that comes out of your mouth.
Yeah. So
can't wait.
Well, Blake, as always, truly a pleasure having you.
This was so much fun. Thank you, guys.
Where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
At Blake Wexler on all social media. And then I have a podcast called Blake's Takes for God's Sakes, and it comes out every Wednesday. And if you think this is chaos, me on here, imagine when I just have a blank canvas to operate upon. with no
parameters. A lot of Pound Town jokes.
Oh, yeah. It's subtitled Pound Town. Actually, it's I can't even make that joke. Plumpers. It's sponsored Plumpers. By Plumpers, and I have not gotten paid from them at all. But yeah, so that's my podcast. I also am a co-host on this Philadelphia Eagles podcast, where it's their food podcast. It's called Feeding the Birds. So that whole season is out. You can listen to that. And BlakeWexler.com for my stand updates. But yeah.
Yeah. Blake, yeah.
Thanks for God's sakes.
How are the birds looking this year? I feel like pretty good, right? There's randomly over the summer, suddenly they're like a favorite, right?
Yeah, they look good. I'm going to the Monday night game tonight, actually. So
nice.
Yeah. And they look good. Yeah. I'm psyched. And it's a cool franchise to cheer for, where, you know, football has its issues, but as far as franchises go, they tend to be on the right side of everything. So yeah, it's been great.
The far right side.
The far right side.
The far right.
The correct. Let me say the correct side. That's very important.
Oh, so the right side.
Yeah. The right side. We get
that's right.
Hey, man. I know what you're saying, brother.
Hey, I see.
I get it.
Yeah, I want to sign Aaron Rodgers. Get him in here. He's just weird.
Is there a tweet or some of the work of social media you've been enjoying?
There's a tweet that I've been laughing at all day, where it's by at Christian Alsis, Christian Alsis. And it's a picture of a baby bib that's in Philadelphia Eagles colors. And it says, "I drool green and black." And then his caption says, "Bring your baby to the hospital immediately." yeah, I don't know if that's a good product, but yeah. It's around all pro
been
bib.
Sucking on batteries or something. What's that?
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever it is, it's not cute.
Miles, where can people find you with the tweet you've been enjoying?
Find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray. Let's see, if you want to hear some basketball talk, you got to check out Miles and Jack Got Mad Boosties. If you want to hear some 90 Day Fiancé reality trash TV talk, check me out on the other pod, 420 Day Fiancé. We can talk 90 Day. And let's see, some tweets I like. Man, there's a few. This one is from at @HM_Leah tweeted, "I kind of like people who trauma dump. I don't know. I don't care if I just met you 30 minutes ago. Tell me why your mom lost custody of you. I'm curious." It's like some people, I'm like, yeah, okay. I'm down to hear it if you want to tell it. Another one is from David Gross at David Gross TV. Tweeted, quote, "Do we know the parking situation? Me beginning to try to get out of going." Which I definitely know that that's an LA thing for sure.
I'll be like,
"What's the?" Somebody say, "Oh, you want to go here?" I go, "What's the parking situation?"
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
"Oh, there's gonna be yeah. There's a lot like right nearby." I'm like, "How much is the lot?" I hate going to that part of town. And then at Chin Wee tweeted, "I'm hearing 70-plus-year-olds are waiting in a queue for 14-plus hours to see the queen. I am never giving up my seat on the bus ever again."
There you go. You can find me on Twitter at @Jack_O'Brien. A tweet I've been enjoying, Bergs tweeted, "A24 to some is a movie production and distribution company, but to me, A24 is what Polly Walnuts would say if he met Kiefer Sutherland."
That's great.
You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes. Where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as a song that we think you might enjoy. Hey, Miles, what song do you think people might enjoy?
There you go, for your enjoyment. We're going to go out on this artist. I think he's called Skyfall. I don't know much about this artist. It's S-K-I-I-F-A-L-L. And it's featuring Bad Bad Not Good, one of my favorite bands. And it's called Break of Dawn. And I don't know, this guy's vibe is weird. He's got like a fucking ski mask on, but he's like, this is like a R&B kind of track. Like, he's singing on it. So I always like grimy singers. I don't know, this maybe that's not even Skyfall, but this track is dope. And with Bad Bad Not Good, it kind of starts off a little bit, you know, like reggae dubby style, but then it gets into a little, like, they kind of shift vibes mid song. But again, called Break of Dawn, Skyfall with Bad Bad Not Good.
All right. Well, the Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Yeah.
That is going to do it for us this morning. But we are back this afternoon to tell you what is trending, and we will talk to y'all then. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.